morning to you. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt this morning. And if I say the name Nelson, there's a really good chance you're going to know one of the family members that name belongs to. Perhaps you watched The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet in the 50s and 60s. Maybe you fell in love with one of rock music's first teen idols named Ricky. And maybe you rocked along to a big 90s hit called Love and Affection with twin brothers Matthew and Gunnar, and perhaps you really wished your hair was as perfect as theirs. If any of those things are true, you're going to love the person we're talking to now. Matthew Nelson joins us. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, Wendy. How are you doing?
I'm telling you, you guys had the best hair in the world, and it was punked out for a little bit in the 80s. And it was just so fantastic. And you guys, honestly, that is like the greatest thing. And I was watching some videos of you guys singing. You still look pretty darn good.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, back in 1990, we looked like a couple of hot Swedish chicks, didn't we? It was a lot
of fun. Totally did. Hey, I don't want to leave out your sister Tracy either, because I loved her show Square Pegs that she was on in the 80s.
Yeah, she did a great job with that. And then she went on to play a nun, I guess, in Father Dowling Mysteries.
Yes.
With Tom Bosley. She was on that for quite a while. She's a great actress and a really funny, smart lady.
Okay, and Mark Harmon is your uncle.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
I mean, good God.
Yeah. I know we have very interesting holidays. You know, it's an interesting Christmas table. What's really fun about the whole thing and what people get with the show that we're bringing to CD and me is they kind of get the fact that it's just kind of like the family job, really. And we come from a family of really interesting people that are really professional about entertaining. And on both sides of the family, the Harmons and, of course, the Nelsons. And in spite of all of that stuff, I mean, of course, you know, we have Uncle Gibbs now. Mark has done very well, and he's married to Pam Dauber, you know, from
Mindy. Oh, Mindy. Yeah, I forgot about that, too.
Sure. And, you know, it's really fun because everybody's really normal. They're very real. And like with our father, you know, growing up with, I call him Pop, growing up with Pop, you know, Pop was the most impossibly beautiful, sweethearted, unbelievably talented guy. I mean, he had it all together, connected all the dots, but I never saw him have, you know, an air quote celebrity moment. Ever. It was the opposite of that. He was so down to earth and so sweet. And anybody that grew up with the shows, they saw that kind of, you know, boy next door who just happened to be, you know, impossibly good looking. And he was like almost, he was shy about it. It was interesting. I, you know, Gunnar and I never knew anything about celebrity until one day we had parent teacher day at our school. And it was the first time when they heard that Ricky Nelson was coming to parent teacher day that all the teachers started putting their makeup on. It was hysterical.
All right, but speaking of celebrities, when your dad put together his Stone Canyon band, you had some pretty important people just hanging out at the house, like, oh, maybe Linda Ronstadt, Mama Cass, George Harrison, the Byrds. What a cool way to grow up.
It really was, because, of course, we experienced our dad's, you know, earlier fame kind of later on, you know, like in reruns and things like that. And he was fantastic. I mean, amazing in the black and white era. And later on, he reinvented himself as a country rocker. Actually, there's a display right now at the Country Music Hall of Fame that talks about him being the guy that started that entire thing. I think they say that Hello, Mary Lou, mentioning the Byrds, Chris Hillman from the Byrds, said Hello, Mary Lou was the very first what they call country rock song ever. And it predated the Eagles and the Burrito Brothers and of course, Linda Ronstadt, I guess, 8 years. The band was fantastic, and that's what we grew up with. Gunnar and I didn't really stand a chance. Our dad put the band together and rehearsed it in our nursery. Yeah, and you know, that time was a very bohemian time, and as you said, Mama Cass was our babysitter between she being in the Mamas and Papas and going solo. And I answered the door when I was really little, and there was my first crush, Linda Ronstadt. George Harrison rented the house next door and had breakfast with us for about a year. Now, what a sweet guy. And we didn't know anything. I mean, I always joke and say that the homeless guy in the living room turned out to be Bob Dylan. It's the truth. You know, it was a fun time for us just because we grew up with these amazingly creative people. They were all really sweet, very interesting people. But it's what it was like growing up in Ricky Nelson's house, then Rick Nelson's house, and the late 60s, early 70s.
Right. And you guys, you and Gunnar, are great singers, songwriters, guitarists. You have a 30-plus year catalog of songs, including a couple of number one hits. One of those, Love and Affection, got you guys into the Guinness Book of World Records. With your family, explain that.
Well, our family's the only family in history, according to the Guinness Book, have three successive generations of number one hitmakers in it. The people that grew up with the Ozzy and Harriet show, Oz and Harriet met each other when Oz had a big band in the 30s and the 40s. They had a big run on tour, played all over the place. Harriet was the first female lead singer of a big band, and their between song banter got so funny and became such a thing in the show. Red Skelton caught the show and put them on the radio and on his radio show, and then it was optioned into a TV show. Ran 435 episodes,
wow.
14 years on TV, and they were also big radio stars. They had, I think, 480-something episodes with a completely different script on a radio show. So they were really hard workers, but yep, Ozzy had number one record called And Then Some in 1935. Our dad, of course, well, he only sold half a billion records, but who's counting, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, Hello, Mary Lou, Traveling Man, Poor Little Fool, Lonesome Town, and then off to things like Garden Party, which was one of my favorites because he wrote that one.
Yeah.
And then us. Gunnar and I came along and had a bunch of hits, and I'm happy to say, just got a call yesterday. We actually reformed our band Nelson for the first time in decades, and we're going to hit the summer tour schedule with bands like, if you're a rocker, like Lita Ford and Tesla and bands like that. So fun times. I have to grow my hair out again.
Yes, you do. So there was a quote that I saw that I believe is credited to your brother Gunnar, talking about Garden Party, which your dad did write. Here's the quote: after a lifetime of pretending to be a character he wasn't, wearing the sweater on Monday on the set of Ozzy and Harriet, after being a real rock star on the weekends, he was writing and performing for his own pleasure and satisfaction. Of course, the line, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. I loved that.
It's great. Yeah. Gunnar said it very well, you know, just to punctuate that. You know, he really spent a whole lot of time being that guy. I mean, we have a letter from ABC halfway through the run of the TV show when he blew up as a rock star. They basically, not very subtly, threatened to cancel the show if he left to do music full time. And so he had a lot of pressure. He was only 17 years old. And they said, hey, congratulations on Rick's success. Just letting you know that if he leaves to go do music full time, well, we are canceling the show, which means, you know, your parents and everybody, that 35 people that worked on the show, are out of work overnight. So he had a lot of pressure for a long time. And I think when the show was canceled in 1966, he always said it was his first vacation, because he started when he was 6 years old on the radio. And it just 2 years later, he forms another band and gets back out there, but just with a different perspective, which was, you know, doing it this time really for himself. Wasn't selling as many records, but what brilliant music. And we talk all about that in the show. That's what's really fun about it. It's really kind of, especially as musicians that have kind of followed along that career path in our own way, we've kind of revisited a lot of the same things that he went through. I mean, let's face it, people kind of wanted to see black and white television Ricky back in the 60s and 70s. And when he stepped out there, you know, he was a little older. And, you know, Gunnar and I have kind of had the same thing. Decades later, we're still doing it and we still care. But we don't look like flaxen-haired gazelles anymore, but we're keeping it together.
All right, and you guys are going to be in town Saturday night. I have a pair of tickets to give away. It's Ricky Nelson Remembered, and Gunnar and Matthew are there performing their dad's greatest hits, but it's an interactive multimedia concert experience. Tickets are available at cdandme.com this Saturday, June 10th, CDandMe in Frankfurt. I just want to tell you, this is going to be such a great show. They always say that family members can harmonize so well, but I imagine identical twins nail it even more.
Well, we do. We actually, Gunnar and I, we're happy to say we kind of have our own signature sound. And when you hear us playing some of the music that we're going to go through, some of the songs I mentioned earlier, we do our own thing to it, but we respect the song. So if you loved our dad's music, and even if you knew nothing about it, want to have a great night, first of all, CDME is a great venue. We played there once in 2015, and we are so excited to go back there. If you want to have a great night, some great food, maybe a little bit of libation, and see some great music, the nice part about this is that Gunnar and I, we have our own sound, Sound of Vibe. Anybody who's a fan of ours is going to get, of course, we're going to have to, for you, Wendy, we'll play Love and Affection, I promise.
Good. All right.
But it's a really great venue, great show. It's something that we always say, the show that we love to do, not necessarily the one that we have to do, because we loved our dad so much. We lost him. We were only 18, but we were best friends. And we just can't let that music go away, because it's our way of touching base with our pop.
And we will really appreciate that. I it's such an honor to speak to you. We have to hit the news, and we have to give away a pair of tickets. So Saturday night at CD and Me, we'll see you there, Matthew. Thank you so much.
Wendy, thank you very much. I'll see you there, and I'm going to start looking for more, what do you say, crunchy, squeaky food?
Oh, yeah, the macadamia nuts. Thank you so much, Matthew. Great to talk to you.